All right, so Dr. Green has defined leadership for us. And there's another term that we need to really be able to clearly grasp. And you said that's soft skills.
Soft skills, yeah. And as I said, leadership often is thought of as influence. And soft skills is a little bit more nebulous of a term. I've defined it as a collection of abilities, behaviors, and attitudes that increase your effectiveness. And I think, Carl, if it's all right, probably the best way to really explain that is just to provide some examples.
Sure.
So certainly positive attitude, problem solving, critical thinking, commitment, being able to work with a wide range of people. These are skills that are very important. And employers are telling us they, you know, that these are very important, but frankly, not all employers are finding all these skills in everybody they hire. So I think we need to be aware of that and put a more conscious effort into teaching these. And on the one hand, it's common sense, but common sense isn't all that common. So I often, when I talk to young folks about these skills, I said, you can think about these skills as areas that can really help you, or they can be a limitation. And two people who have equal amount of intelligence, one might go much farther than the other because they have a good command of these skills. So, for example, what I see a lot of times is a young person may be very intelligent, but they may have a bad attitude, and that bad attitude can limit them. Or they may be very, very intelligent, but they're not willing to work hard enough. And I think that was me, both those probably when I was younger. I think that's why there's some good advice in here, because frankly, a lot of these are mistakes that I've made, and I'm just trying to help other people avoid those. Another example, of course, the importance of communication. As a professor, I spent 20 years grading exams and research papers, and many times a student would be very gifted in their understanding of the material, but the grammar, the written aspect of the paper would cause them to lose a lot of points. And the same thing with just oral communication. And I think it's just so important that students realize that being able to communicate is absolutely critical, and it doesn't matter if it's not English class. I used to, when I corrected papers, I'd get comments back. And ironically, one of the biggest comments was, "Hey, man, this ain't English." And he always said ain't, which just made me chuckle. No, it ain't English, but life ain't English class, but life's going to require you to communicate. So if I may, let me provide maybe a couple biblical examples of leadership and soft skills. Does that work for you?
Definitely.
So certainly courage is very important for a leader, very important for young folks as well. And realize, Carl, and I'm sure you realize this, but I want to be sure your listeners do too, a leader is not necessarily somebody with a big title. A leader could be the mom in the home, or a little brother in the home. If a person is able to have influence, and that person can be a leader. So you don't have to be the president of a company to be a leader, but courage is very, very important for whatever level of leadership you're on, because leaders have to make tough decisions. They have to make a stand, and young Christians certainly need to lead by example, and that's tough sometimes to live the Christian lifestyle in a world that isn't always Christian-based. So courage is very, very important. And we read in Joshua, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, but God speaking to Joshua says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?
Yes, sir.
Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And I just love that, because I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life that I've trembled a little bit or been dismayed, but I love this verse because it says God is with you wherever you go. So you don't have to be strong. You just have to rely on God to be your strength.
Another one I think is comforting too. That is comforting. Yes.
If I had to be a self-made man, we wouldn't be talking right now, my friend. Another thing I think is so very, very important for young folks, and I just plain didn't get this when I was younger, but it's the importance of lifelong learning. When I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I had attended an excellent university, and I had an excellent degree. But I remember sitting at graduation realizing that, you know, I didn't feel that I knew as much as I did when I got to college, and that was sobering. But as I reflect on that, what I realize is I learned that I had so much more to learn. And the ability to be a lifelong learner is just so important. As young people, if you get into college, you get into your career, certainly the issues that you're going to be facing and the problems you have to deal with are going to be evolving and changing over time. And certainly if we're going to be successful, our skills and abilities must evolve as well. So that's good secular advice. What's the Bible say? Well, in Proverbs, that great book of wisdom, there are three verses that I like to talk about on lifelong learning. One is Proverbs 1:5. It says, "A wise man will hear and increase in learning. A man of understanding will acquire wise counsel." And I really like that one because it says a wise man will keep learning. A man of understanding will acquire counsel. So it's not just saying if you're lost, you don't know what to do. This is saying people who are wise and people who have understanding will seek counsel and will continue to learn. And I really like this next one, Proverbs 9:9. It says, "Give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser." And I like that because sometimes, and again, this I'll talk about me, but there are times where I don't necessarily want instruction. I think, you know, I've got this figured out. I know how to do this. But I always remember that verse because it says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser." So, again, that's continual lifelong learning. And you're never going to get to the point where you can't learn something. And I try to learn something from everybody I meet and through every experience I go through. And then the third one there, still in Proverbs 18:15, says, "The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." So again, you need to seek this. So if you have time for one more?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and again, I think it's so important for young folks to be able to reflect or to kind of step back and look at life. I think for a number of years, I kind of just bounced through life, and, you know, things were all right, but you often need to really look at your life. Are you staying true to your values? Are you in line for your goals? Are you seeking God every day? Do you know his will for you? Are you in line with what he wants you to do? And certainly reflect when we make mistakes. It's been said experience is a great teacher, but it's also said experience is a great teacher only if you learn from it. So
yes, sir.
It's very important to learn from our mistakes. We could probably, I guess I shouldn't speak for you, but I could probably fill up a whole section here on things I've learned from mistakes I've made.
Too.
But it's just very important to reflect. And then I think it's also important to understand what works for you. If you're successful, if a student does great on a test, why did they do that? If they do good on the job, what contributed to that? So you want to know what caused you to make your mistakes and wipe those things out, and you want to know what contributes to your success so you can continue to be successful. And in Psalms 11 or 119:59, there's a phrase that says, "I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimony." So consider my ways. That suggests that the psalmist is reflecting. And in 1 Timothy, we read to pay close attention to yourself. So again, I think these are some biblical examples of some soft skills that can be very, very beneficial to young folks.
So we shouldn't just go through life and just kind of coast along. We need to be paying close attention to who we are, to what's happening in our lives, what's contributing to our successes, what's contributing to our failures, so we know where to tweak, fine-tune, get rid of, eliminate, etc. And I want to ask you something, if I could go back for just a minute to
sure.
what you were sharing with us about lifelong learning. It seems like just some of that has some intrinsic reward, just the fact that we'll be adding to our knowledge base. But I go back to that because I imagine that there are quite a few people, younger and older, who would be thinking, man, once I finish getting this degree program, I ain't going to be doing no more reading.
Exactly.
Forget about lifelong learning. But when we come back, could you share with us some ways that, in addition to seeing that this really is a mandate that God gives us, other ways that we can kind of change our thinking so that instead of dreading the thought of participating in lifelong learning. It can become something that we actually look forward to.
Absolutely.
Okay, our guest, Dr. Kerry J. Green, author of Empowering Young Christians, and I will be right back.